This is Today in History, March the 24th. On this day in 1765, Britain enacted the Quartering Act, requiring American colonists to provide temporary housing to British soldiers. On this day in 1832, a mob in Hiram, Ohio, attacked, tarred, and feathered Mormon leaders Joseph Smith Jr. and Sidney Rigdon. On this day in 1913, New York's Palace Theater, the legendary home of vaudeville, opened on Broadway. Also on this day in 1934, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed a bill granting future independence to the Philippines. On this day in 1944, in occupied Rome, the Nazis executed more than 300 civilians in reprisal for an attack by Italian partisans the day before that killed 32 German soldiers. Also on this day in 1958, Elvis Presley was inducted into the U.S. Army at the draft board in Memphis, Tennessee, before boarding a bus for Fort Chaffee, Arkansas.
Elvis, since you've been in the Army, have the boys given you kind of a rough time in the barracks because of your past career, would you say?
No, sir, I was very surprised. I've never met a better group of boys in my life. They probably would have. It's been like everybody thought. I mean, everybody thought I wouldn't have to work, and I would be given special treatment and this and that. But when they looked around and saw I was on KP and I was pulling guard and everything just like they were, well, they figured, well, just like us.
On this day in 1965, Ranger 9, a lunar probe launched 3 days earlier by NASA, crashed into the moon as planned after sending back more than 5,800 video images. On this day in 1988, former National Security aides Oliver L. North and John M. Poindexter and businessmen Richard V. Seckerd and Albert Haycom pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from the Iran-Contra affair. On this day in 1998, two students ages 13 and 11 opened fire outside Jonesboro Westside Middle School in Arkansas, killing four classmates and a teacher. On this day in 2015, German Wings Flight 9525, an Airbus A320, crashed into the French Alps, killing all 150 people on board. Investigators said the jetliner was deliberately downed by the 27-year-old co-pilot. And on this day, in 1989, the Exxon Valdez runs aground.
It's already the largest oil spill in U.S. history. The tanker Exxon Valdez, gouged by a reef, more than 8.5 million gallons, poured into Prince William Sound, a prime fishing and recreation area. A 5-mile-long oil slick is moving out to sea. Exxon is flying in 3 plane loads of cleanup crews from around the world to help contain the spill. The Coast Guard says the 987-foot Exxon Valdez was in an area off-limits to tankers when it hit a chartered reef, rupturing several cargo tanks. The supertanker, bound for Long Beach, California, ran aground about 22 miles south of Valdez early Friday morning after loading a cargo of 1.25 million barrels from the Alaska pipeline.
One of the worst oil spills in U.S. territory begins when the supertanker Exxon Valdez, owned and operated by the Exxon Corporation, runs aground on a reef in Prince William Sound in southern Alaska. An estimated 11 million gallons of oil eventually spilled into the water. Attempts to contain the massive spill were unsuccessful, and wind and currents spread the oil more than 100 miles from its source, eventually polluting more than 700 miles of coastline. Hundreds of thousands of birds and animals were adversely affected by the environmental disaster. It was later revealed that Joseph Hazelwood, the captain of the Valdez, was drinking at the time of the accident and allowed an uncertified officer to steer the massive vessel. In March 1990, Hazelwood was convicted of misdemeanor negligence, fined $50,000, and ordered to perform 1,000 hours of community service. In July 1992, an Alaska court overturned Hazelwood's conviction, citing a federal statute that grants freedom from prosecution to those who report an oil spill. Exxon itself was condemned by the National Transportation Safety Board and in early 1991 agreed under pressure from environmental groups to pay a penalty of $100 million and provide $1 billion over a 10-year period for the cost of the cleanup. However, later in the year, both Alaska and Exxon rejected the agreement, and in October 1991, the oil giant settled the matter by paying $25 million, less than 4% of the cleanup aid promised by Exxon earlier that year. One of the worst oil spills in U.S. territory begins as the Exxon Valdez runs aground. March 24th, 1989, on this day in history.